Shalom. This is Shelley Baggett coming to you from beautiful Springfield, Missouri, where I'm joined today with my husband, Dr. Thomas Benjamin Baggett III, and his beautiful mother, my mother-in-law, Ruth Baggett. We are so glad you're here. This whole week has been about one generation declaring God's mighty works. And you have seen some things in 61 years of ministry, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
And so if you haven't been hearing the previous broadcast, we invite you to call or write. And but in the meantime, we're picking up where we left off. And honey, you wanted to start off this.
Well, I do. And before I read this, I want to read something from a book that Dr. Lester Summerall wrote entitled Human Illness and Divine Healing. And, you know, miracles are the dinner bell.
Yes, they are.
Jesus Christ used miracles in his ministry to bring people together that he might teach them about the kingdom of God.
Can I interject something here? The Hebrew word for miracle is Nisi. You heard of Jehovah Nisi?
Mm-hmm,
it's one of the covenant names. And Nisi,
it's a banner.
Means banner. And so Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah miracle worker, Jehovah my banner. So when you just said that miracles are a dinner bell, they are. And you think about Mama Ruth Baggett sitting here at Old Time Pentecost, when there'd be miracles going on in the church, it was like a dinner bell. People come and they want to know about the power of God.
Well, and these miracles plant seeds of faith in our heart so that down the road, when we need a miracle, we know what to believe. We know who to believe in.
Yes. Now, faith cometh by hearing,
that by the word. And what I wanted to suggest is that people write this broadcast and tell us about your healing.
Yes.
Tell us what God has done in your life. We'd love to hear about that.
And that's Prayer Mountain, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can log on and write an email at www.billybrim.org.
Yeah, that would be great. Get an email.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is what Lester Summerall said in Human Illness and Divine Healing. Wonderful book. He said there are more sick people in the world today than ever before in history. In an age of more and better medicine, highly trained physicians, modern hospitals and clinics, sophisticated instruments, and futuristic technology, there are more sick people. Those who are sick are not just in the backward, undeveloped nations with poor sanitary conditions, inferior food, and few modern conveniences. The increase of illness is not limited to areas of overcrowded population, severe climate, or ignorance and superstition. Sickness and suffering run rampant even in the world's so-called advanced nations. Most hospitals are so overcrowded that they have to put patients out in the halls. People jam into doctors' offices and wait for hours to receive help. Billions of dollars are spent by the sick in their struggle to get well. Many of the sick get worse and their pain is intensified. The good news is that Jesus Christ came to heal and to deliver, and he was and he is the healer.
And that's good news.
That's good news.
In fact, the gospel means good news.
It is. And you know, we need to say this. Putting down medicine, modern medicine. I have a medical background. I'm a dentist, and I know that God has given me the knowledge, and he actually anoints me to work on people, to help people, to minister to them. So I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with using that information and that technology, and I don't think that's what Lester Summerall is saying. He's just saying that we need to recognize who the great physician is, and we need to turn to him for those miracles.
Exactly.
Tom, your father never told anyone not to see the doctor.
Right.
But he, by example, showed what God could do. And he said, if you don't have the faith, by all means, go and get some help.
What good word.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Because every good gift and perfect gift comes from the Father. And so the Lord has allowed this information on here.
But we do know that people pay high premiums.
Yes.
And they have come to depend upon insurance policies
yes.
instead of the maker. In old time Pentecost, they didn't have insurance policies to
right.
depend upon, and they would go to one another's house and pray until
see
great miracles took place.
See, that's what days. I want to know. They would go to one another's house
right.
and they would pray.
That's right. The saints would go to a home and minister to that than was sick and stay there until they've heard from God.
And make tremendous power
yes.
available.
Yes, and there's so many miracles that took place in those days.
Well, Mom, can you share something that's on your heart about those miracles?
Well, I know that Brother Wrinkle told us, Reverend Wrinkle told us about going to a home and how God raised this young man up, just an invalid, how he fell sick, and how God raised him up.
Glory to God.
And how one he prayed for could not speak. He could hear, but he could not speak. And he prayed for him, and he began to speak in tongues. He
glory.
Began to glorify the
Thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
And the whole city seemed like came out to see.
There's that dinner bell.
In that mm-hmm. revival. Yes.
Now, also, didn't your husband, was he ministering? Help me get the story straight. I'm here with my husband. There was a little boy. His parents brought him in.
Turkey Creek.
In yes. Turkey Creek.
Yes.
Now, tell us about that.
Yes, this child was 2 years old and had never walked. And the mother came forward and said, Brother Baggett, I want you to pray for my child. He said, Sister, tonight I do not have the faith to pray for him. But we're going to seek God with you. Get yourself a prayer partner and start praying, and the church is going to fast and pray with you. And when it's time and I feel it, I'll call you up to the front and we'll pray. That I remember distinctively the night that he felt the leading of the Lord to call that child up. The mother was holding it in her arms with her prayer partner, her mother. And I saw that child leg kick up
glory.
Before he ever got his hand on it to lay hands on it. And color came to his face.
Thank you.
And the result of that prayer meeting that night was that mother said, Brother Baggett, I'm going to have to get you to pray for him. He's running all over the place, throwing children down, playing with them, having such a time.
Oh.
And for years, that child, when he would see Brother Baggett, he would go and hug his neck.
Oh.
But oh, what a testimony
yes.
that was to that community. That child, later, they examined him. And at school, was some kind of screening that they had done and said, this child has had muscle dystrophy.
And
but he was completely well
made whole
and could function.
Jesus
perfectly.
Healed.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My.
And that was a testimony and something that the people, you know, talked about.
It's interesting that I love this story because your husband was so honest. And that first night, he said,
yes.
I'll be honest, I don't have the faith.
Yes.
But as the church began to pray together and fast together and
now there was another case in the revival in Oakdale. This lady's child had an illness, and she kept coming up to the front every night to be prayed for this child, having this child prayed for. And you'd have to know Brother Baggett. He was serious about everything he did. And he said, Sister, you keep coming up every night. Said, it's time you believe God.
Yes.
And so later she testified and said, Brother Baggett, you kind of hurt my feelings when you said that. But I know that it was right. And I took my child to the doctor today. And he's free of scarlet fever.
Glory to God.
Yes. Said, you provoked me
yes.
to believe God.
Yes. Oh, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing on these broadcasts. The whole week we've been talking about miracles and
yes.
what you've seen to
yes.
provoke
right.
people to
right.
believe God.
Well, I think we're provoking people to believe God for something, and that is to cast off the work of Satan.
Yes.
It is not God who puts these illnesses on people.
He is light, and in him's no darkness at all.
That's exactly right.
He would have to borrow from the devil to do that, because as Jesus said, the thief cometh not but to kill, steal, and destroy. Well, what do you have?
I'm just listening to these miracles and how this child in Turkey Creek was oppressed of the devil. Mm-hmm. This was a spirit of infirmity mm-hmm. that was on this child, and so Jesus Christ was anointed.
Yes. How God anointed.
God anointed him.
Jesus of Nazareth.
Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, our Bible tells us these signs shall follow them that believe.
Yes.
We're going to see these great miracles if our belief is right.
Yes. Who believe in my name.
That's right.
And so you're a testimony mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord healed you of
ulcerative colitis. Eight and a half years.
Glory be to God.
Doctors would see tumors on the x-rays, and I laid there after he x-rayed me that last time. And he said, you've now got three large tumors. And he said, we're going to have to make a decision about how to approach this in surgery. He said, I'm going to need to take x-rays from another position. And so as he stepped out of the room, I began to talk to the Lord as my father had taught me, and told the Lord that I believed him for healing and that I did not believe that this was his will for his servant. And as the pastor of the church needed me, my children needed me, and I felt like God would heal me. And in that moment, the prayer of faith, the doctor came back in. He said, okay, let's take the next picture. He did. He came back in a moment confused, and he said, I'm going to have to take that from another position. And he took it again, and a few minutes he called me into his office, and he said, I just don't understand it. He said, look at this x-ray. There are three tumors right here, and he had them circled with a pencil. And he said, now look in the next two x-rays. He said, they're gone. He said, I don't understand it. I said, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do. The Lord Jesus Christ has healed me.
Yes.
And from that day forward, I never bled again. I never had another symptom.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
God completely made me whole.
Glory to God. Jesus Christ made you whole.
He did.
And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I know that he is manifesting healing to people who are listening even now. For faith has not been done away with. And as it says in James, the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. And thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, thank you for joining us today. We'll be here same time tomorrow.
Again
talking
tomorrow.
About miracles. We have my dear, precious mother-in-law, Ruth Baggett, and she is a witness to the healing power of God. And so until tomorrow, may God's richest and best blessings be yours, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Shalom.